Hello guys, and welcome to Run Planet 365. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to find harmony and balance in your training, and how to know if you have found that, and how it will help you to achieve your best self in terms of feeling great on every single training session. You know, not every single training session, but most of them. And really enjoying training. Too many times distance running gets confused with any other sports where, you know, harder, train more, you know, all of those things is not like in distance and endurance training. It's a little bit different. It's not necessarily always the person that trains the hardest, that can do the most miles, that is the winner in races, or that is the person that gets their best times. Too many times, too often, I have practiced and discovered that more training, harder training is not often an answer to better results. Don't get me wrong, you need to train hard at the right times and at the right effort, and you need to train easy at the right times and the right easy effort. And that's what distance running is about. Is about finding that balance in, you know, and taking into account everything in your life. And too many times we can never copy any kind of workouts from anybody else. Because at all times, you know, everything always changes. Like the way you feel, the amount of stress that you have in your life from maybe other obligations. Maybe, you know, if you're in the mountains, if you're at sea level, if you're in a humid place, everything can change, you know. And your body changes too. Who you were last year is not who you are this year. And that's why it's many people think, well, I can just find something what somebody else is doing it and copy and get the same results. And how many of you have ever tried to replicate a training program, even your own training program, and didn't get the same results? So that's normal. And it is strange sometimes too that, hey, how can 1 year I do this and I get X and X result, and 1 year I do this, the same training, and I get different result? And what we need to understand that your body is always changing. There is no like, you know, that's what thing about endurance training is, we have to find what is best for us in our current present season and execute that day by day. You know, like don't think or don't look at, hey, what other people are doing. You know, like you're an individual. You figure out what you need to do, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. It's the same concept as before when people used to just do training and just do it in a group and you know, like, and only few would succeed. You need to be very careful to execute every single session at your best, you know, effort. And with that, you need to know how to read your body. Look, I'm going to give you a couple examples how I have learned in my 20 plus years of running, you know, 15 plus years of coaching, whatever, you know, it's not important the years, but the experience is definitely important here. And so that way I can provide you with some examples. Like I have trained really hard. I have done super workouts and, you know, in my marathon training, I've done crazy things, and it has never resulted in a PB so far for me. The best amount of training I've learned is so far is somewhere between, you know, for in my own case, is somewhere between 80 and 100 mile weeks. That is my sweet spot. Anytime I'm in that spot, I'm feeling that I'm fresh week to week and I don't get tired. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, that you go out there and run 80 to 100 mile weeks. Okay. Remember, it's how much time, how long have you been running? What's your background? You know, what other job obligations you have? Let's put it this way. You have to find your sweet spot. And for the beginner runners, that could be, you know, like, honestly, you can be going from like, hey, I've never run before. And, you know, my goal is how do I get maybe in 6 months to start running or to be a runner, you know, and you start with walking, running, walking, running. There's a lot of ways to do it to manipulate the body. And definitely the number one thing when we always start a training program is we get too excited. And, you know, I always put myself, well, if I'm going to be training for 16 weeks and I start my training, of course you're going to be so excited. First of all, if you're not excited at the start of your training block, it's a bit of a problem. Maybe you've not recovered or something, or you're not mentally or physically in it. But remember that you need to be most excited in week 16 when you're gonna, you know, or week 14 when you're gonna have your races, you know. So training is definitely very important, but training is the one of the biggest quotes I heard from somebody. I don't know where I heard this quote, but it's the best thing ever. Training is to improve fitness, right? Improve. And race results is to prove that fitness. So when we go to the race, we want to prove our fitness. We want to say, hey, I've put in 16 weeks or 8 weeks or 12 weeks, whatever. I put in the work, right? I've done a good diligent job. I want to go to a race, you know, or do a time trial or whatever before or after. I want to see where I'm at. Is my training working? Is the harmony in my training good? You know? And the way you're gonna know that if your training is working is you're most of a, I can tell you that from my personal experience in my training cycles, you're gonna feel great in most of your training runs. And that's a fact. Like that's number one fact for me when I know that I'm in good shape and I know that I'm gonna have decent races and I'm gonna be experiencing joy is when I feel really good on my easy days. And what I mean by feeling good is not only my heart rate is low, not only my energy is there, the way my legs, the way I'm moving, the way my mind is, that's when I know that, hey, I am in good position, you know? And when you feel really good, number one mistake sometimes to make is to think like, wait, I'm gonna start pushing these easy runs because hey, I can't do no wrong. I feel great. And in fact, you know, as I'm running today and I'm thinking like, what would the old me do? Or what would be a mistake that I can start doing at it? I could say, hey, I could start pushing the easy run because, you know, there's still so much more and, you know, I can go faster on this easy run, for example, on my 1 hour. But I'm thinking like, you know, let me try something different and let me just keep these runs in harmony. Let them feel at 70%, 75, maybe on uphill or something like that. But let me average 70 or 71% of my max heart rate on my easy days, on my normal, you know, the main runs of the day. And it can even be much lower, even, and maybe 65% of my max heart on evening runs. And I'm feeling harmony. I'm feeling strong. I don't get tired. I come home and instead of saying like I'm knackered or I'm tired, I need to take a nap, I feel energized. And that's the one thing that you and me and everybody, that's what you want to be chasing or experiencing during your sessions and knowing that, hey, I got a training session tomorrow. Maybe you have a tempo run or a track workout or a long run so that you know that, hey, today is going to be an easy day. You're going to feel great. And then you have a workout. Then you're going to do maybe some strides, some hill sprints, whatever that you do to get you primed, to get the brain kind of ready, like our nervous system saying, hey, tomorrow we're going to, you know, tomorrow is a stress day. Then we must stress the body, whatever way that you're looking to, and then go home again and again. And remember, stress workouts are the ones that you must get tired on those days. You must go a little bit above and beyond, but still in control to get that stimulus, right? Let the body be a little bit tired. And now the next 2 days or 1 day, whatever that you have, your recovery for me at high altitude is 2 days, is I know that, hey, if I'm tired, I gotta get my body back into, you know, bring it back into that feeling great again. And usually by, you know, by 24 hours the next day or 40, I'm already fully recovered and I have another easy day between there just to make sure that I'm feeling great. I get some a little bit of faster running. Like instead of going like 8 minute pace on my recovery days, on my second easy day, I still keep it at 70%, but now I go close to 7 minute pace miling out here in Kenya. But again, the paces are irrelevant. What's important to you that my easy days are 65 to 71%, 72, 73, maybe on an uphill up to 75. But the point is that your easy day should be that, they should be anywhere from 90 to 2.5 minutes per mile slower than than your marathon pace, and definitely 2 to 3 minutes slower than your half marathon pace. And that's really, really important to understand, because if you're not be training most of your miles in that, harmony zone, easy zone, then you're not gonna feel great. And the more you can train in that zone and feel better, the better execution you're gonna have on your workout days. And your body's gonna know that, hey, I'm excited, twice or three times a week that I have you have chance to go workout days and get better. And the other 3 to 4 days or five, whatever that you have, are the days that you should enjoy running out there, making sure that you learn how to keep that 65 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. And definitely on your the day after workout days, I would definitely make sure that you don't exceed the 70%. I want you to just, get the blood flow going. I want you to just get out there and jog and understand that you are not trying to get better every single day, right? In terms of speed. What we're trying to do is there's days that are there to get you better, and then there's days there to keep that harmony, to recover, so that you can be prepared for the next session and next session. So the workout days are the ones that are gonna make you better, but the easy days are needed in order for you to do the workout days. In the easy days, we acquire that mitochondria. We acquire that, fat burning improvement in heart rate zones. That's how you get better. And looking back at some of my best races, at some of my best seasons, is execution of easy days, feeling great, being really motivated. And one thing I'll tell you this, it's not that whenever I had my best seasons, it's not that I trained or tried harder. And that's one of the things it's hard for people to understand. When I tried harder in many of my seasons, or I forced things, or I tried too much, I never was able to reach harmony, and I never achieved the personal best. Now, those seasons where I was in tune to myself, I executed, I was feeling really great for most of my runs. Mentally, physically, spiritually, I was there. I was just, I was executing. And I look back and I look at my heart rate data and pace data, and I'm seeing one interesting fact is I wasn't trying hard. What was happening is like I was in sync and with harmony with my body, and I was running fast times in practice, but with low heart rates. And that's why I always felt joy. I didn't feel pain much because I didn't really push in practice, And it goes back to that quote where, hey, I was trying to improve my fitness, not prove it, okay? When you try to prove too much in practice, you have nothing left for the race. Remember this quote. Don't try to get out there and if you have a 5 mile or 4 mile or 30 minute tempo run, hey, the whole point is to do that tempo run. It's not the average, the fastest tempo run or anything like that. It's to strike the balance, the harmony, the good heart rate. Do whatever the workout that you have to do to elicit that, that minimum requirement to get better, right? It's not so much that, hey, if you can do a 5 mile tempo much faster than the last time or before, that means you're on the right track. That's far from the truth. It's not really. Now, if it happens naturally and your fitness is really good and you're just, the pace, the heart rate is low and the pace comes faster than, than it has ever been, then it's great. That's what we want. But what you don't want to do is chase times. What you don't want to do is compare workouts from like previous season and saying like, hey, like then you get in the game of comparison, then you get in the game of like past and future, and you don't want that. What you want is present, okay? You want to stay present in every single run, every single day, and you want to, you need to make sure that you're always kind of like using your mind and kind of like not only for workouts or for everything, but basically like, hey, sometimes you're sitting at work or anywhere else and you know that, hey, you need to get up from the table and you need to go drink 1 liter of water or 2 glasses of water. Like, you know what you need to do. You go and do it. That's discipline, right? Come home and maybe you have the Normatec boots or something like that. And you say, hey, you know what? I had a great day. I'm having a fantastic day. Like, let's sit in the boots for 20 minutes. Boom, you do it. You know, it's something that it doesn't require, much effort, but it's something if you don't do it once, you're gonna not do it again. Maybe you see a foam roller and you say, hey, maybe I can roll my calves for 5 minutes. Maybe I can get a schedule a massage once a month or twice a week after, after good training. And then, the compound effect, everything leads to that. You wake up in the morning, you drink, 2 to 3 glasses of water. All of a sudden you stretch a little bit, you feel great, you go for your run, you have a great run, you come back and that leads to next whatever, great day at work, great day with family. You come back, you squeeze a couple other things, and then you have a time to like relax. Don't forget during the day or any time of the time, just to take time to relax. Let your mind totally think of nothing. Honestly, and it has to do with running or anything. Maybe you have a hobby, read a book, or like for me, I love playing darts. Like I practice darts once a, one hour a day. That's my passion, right? It's like my other passion besides running. Like I go and it's to me it's like a harmony. I go and just practice darts, and then you ask yourself, well, what's your passion? Like yes, running is a really important part of your life. It's a really important part of my life. But then you ask, well, what else do you like doing? Sometimes obviously hanging out with family, hanging out with your children, but something for your own self, like where you have 1 hour, it's just you and nobody else, if you have that. And what are you going to do with that hour? How are you going to, maybe you do yoga, maybe you go for a walk, something that during that 1 hour it's just you get your mind and you get clear thinking, or thinking at not, sometimes clear thinking is not thinking at all, and that's what you want for that 1 hour, and then when you come back to your whatever normal life again, you're ready to attack. It's kind of like it could even be a nap, a 30-minute nap. It doesn't have to be a 90-minute nap where you wake up and you're drooling and you're like, you don't know what time it is, Don't do that. But I've done that before. But it's mostly like a 20 or 30-minute power nap is really something very, very important sometimes to do. But anyway, guys, so this episode is more about like, hey, how do you become better runner? And it's not, it's by getting and learning. When I say I always coach people with heart rate training and everything, is I want people to, sometimes I tell them, hey, like you don't have to look at the watch all the time. We have the heart rate monitor, we have the data, but by now, like each time, each week, you should be getting better. And you're like, hey, I know what my heart rate is, and then you check it, and it's exactly what you thought it was. That's how you're practicing being in tune with your body. When you're in tune with your body, you'll feel great. You're doing right. You're not obsessed with looking at your heart rate all the time. In fact, you should get to the point where you can guess your heart rate within 2 to 3 beats each time you look at it. And look, you don't have to look at every single minute. Like when I run, I don't look at my heart rate all the time. I already know where it's at roughly. So, but I will check it maybe like, in 1 hour run, I check it maybe like 10 or 15 times, which means like, which means it's not a lot. It's maybe every 2 to 3 minutes I might check where I'm at, but I already know, like when I go up a hill or I go downhill, I pretty much know how, where is 120, 125, 130 or 135, or I'm approaching 140 on top of the hill. I know where those zones are, and those are my zones, and you guys have your own zones, but I want you to get comfortable with like practicing with them and knowing it. So one of the hardest things is that for new runners, for you, or if you've even been new to heart rate training, what's going to be is going to be realizing that, hey, that you need to run really slow a lot before you can run fast. And heart rate data is basically your evidence of where you're heading in your training. And remember, If you do the right heart rate training, if you're really disciplined, you lower your ego, and you really truly have evidence of your training, and you are running most of the time your easy days at 65 to 75%, and you execute your workout days to perfection or as good as you can, and you have good rest day, and you have a whole balance of the week, like you do really good with the recovery, protein, everything, you have a good balance in your life with running and everything. I can guarantee you step to that starting line or whatever time trial, whatever that you have, you're gonna be at your best possible shape that you've ever been. Physically, mentally, and I keep using the word spiritually or wherever. It's all combined. Like you have got to kind of be in harmony. Like you have got to be, it's like riding the bicycle. You cannot be too much. If you're too stressed going into a race, you're not gonna have a good race. If because you're thinking too much, you're there's too much pressure. You wanna be in harmony. You wanna execute every single day to the best of your abilities, and that the whole purpose of this podcast, even all of these sessions that I've ever done for 2 years, is to provide all the kind of information that I'm capable from my own experiences. And even me as an athlete, probably I make more mistakes as an athlete and a little bit less mistakes as a coach. But as an athlete, in order for me to learn as more much as I can, I don't mind making mistakes on myself because I'm experimenting some things, and that way I can take that data and say, hey, I think this is work. I think this works, or I think this does not work. Being a coach doesn't mean that you don't keep learning every year, or you don't keep learning every day. If you as a coach say that you know everything, then you've stopped your growth. And when you stop your growth, there's no more improvement. So you want to be sort of like an explorer as a coach. You want to learn as much as possible. You want to ex you know, as an athlete, I execute, I change different things, and then I see how that works. How does that work for me? And then I say, hey, I think this might work for the, this and this person that I coach, or it might not work for this and this person. So always changing, always getting new ideas, and always thinking different ways to how we can do something to improve, or and things like that. So, but definitely, if you're gonna remember one thing that I want you to really focus on, maybe this week, every week, or whatever, is just execute every single day, and do the small things. I've learned the seasons that we've done, or I've done, my wife and me, when we've done the small things, and when we've been in good harmony, we have had tremendous success. And there's been seasons where, maybe we've took out some small things, maybe we got a little bit routine, too much going on, and then we lost a little bit of, then we were not at our best. It doesn't mean we were not good, but we were not at our best. And the whole concept of this episode is like, hey, even if you run, even if you do a lot of things wrong and still train and still, you'll still succeed whether if you're just sitting on couch. But this episode is not about that. It's about like, well, how to strike harmony, how to strike and see like, well, how to feel great in training, in life, in everything, and how to, be aware of the things that, how you're feeling all the time. And knowing that, like, knowing that to execute every single day to the best of your abilities, that's gonna require for, I don't remember if it was like unconscious or conscious mind, or it's one of the things where we always, the one that we know, like every day, like when you wake up tomorrow, right, you know pretty much what you're gonna do. And then there's like the other side of your mind, if you're gonna put some new things that you don't know what you're gonna have to do, then it kind of takes you out of a little bit of comfort level. And then you have to start thinking, right? A little bit, hey, okay, this is something new. I've never done this before. What is this? Usually I do this, and usually I do that. And usually what happens is when we always try to do the same way what we always done the thing, what we've done, we're gonna get the same results. And sometimes those results are good, and sometimes they're bad. So think about it, Don't be afraid to add something new, to change something up, to be an explorer in your training. Even add a new element, add something always, and just keep running a little bit mysterious, you know, in terms of like, take some chances sometimes, like, but stick to something and let it, for example, if you're not feeling great in training, I would not worry too much. I would just ask, number one things you need to sit down and say, well, why am I not feeling great in training? What am I doing wrong? Are my easy days there? Is my sleep, is your sleep good? Are you getting 8 or 10 a day? Are you taking a nap if you can? Are you hitting the gym twice a week? Are you doing yoga? Maybe are you stretching? Like, is your iron levels good? Is your diet food good? Is your stress levels high, low? Are you hydration? I mean, these are just basic things that, those are a lot of things that we have to kind of like, take care of it every single day. And when we take care of these things, and it does require some effort on your part, when we do take care of all these little things, that leads to big results. Because training alone is just, one picture, right? It's so much more than that. It's more like of recovery and all of these things that I just mentioned, strength exercises, like obviously, even I can give you an example. This year, I would say that for the first time in a long time, well, first time ever, that so my wife had a little bit of small, like I wouldn't, I we thought it was a small injury, and it was like a sciatic nerve in that area by the up there, the hip hamstring area. All of that area has been kind of like a little bit off for last 4 to 5 months. And going into trials, we thought it was just like some kind of small thing that lingered, and that, we didn't, we always big believers in just, killing all the injuries and making sure that, like, hey, the injury will disappear and give a little bit of rest. But this one does required a lot of time and a lot of things. And it was because we found that her hamstrings and her, hip extension and all of that area, glutes, is weak. That's the weak area. And, not when what's what happened is then when we didn't do as much gym as we did before, and with all the hard training required to be a professional marathon runner as she is, I think her body physically gave up on and said, hey, you need to strengthen me in order for me to be doing these 100-mile weeks and be doing these 22-mile runs at 550 pace or whatever. You need to strengthen the body in order to be able to handle that. Your mind wants this, your plans want whatever. But the question is, you have to ask yourself, can your body handle what you're giving your body? And if it cannot handle, then you say, well, what is the issue? What do we need to do? Maybe we need to, add a cross training day. Maybe you need to add 2 gym days. And when I say gym days, it's not, you're not going in there and lifting like Arnold Schwarzenegger or becoming a beast. You're going in there and you're executing like core exercises. You're executing some plyometrics. You're executing, hamstring, quad exercises, core. You just want to come out and feel energized and feel strong. And to make sure that you prevent any imbalances that you have in your running, because if you have problems in your running form, more imbalances in your muscles, the more miles, the more things that you run, the more the problems are going to come out. If you're running maybe 20, 30 mile a week, maybe you can get away with that, but like if you're running 100 miles a week and you have some imbalances, they're definitely going to show. And they're gonna prohibit you from running your best. And if you don't take care of that kinetic chain, all the small injuries and all the small little things, then it's gonna turn into a bad thing. And next thing you're sidelined. And I'm not talking about just, sometimes people get stress fractures. We all have to learn about our bodies. Like, hey, how much does my body can handle? And you need evidence, evidence of like, hey, what's my past? What's my, what have I been able to do in the past and get injured? Like for me personally, I got a stress fracture once in my college days, and I got it because I definitely overused my own limits. I used to do cross country and then play tennis for 4 hours a day, and that's how I got my stress fracture. I healed my stress fracture in 3 weeks. They told me it was going to be 7 weeks. I told them I was going to heal in 3. And mentally, I healed it in 3, and I was running by week 4. But that's just me, stubbornness. But mind has to do a lot with how quick we can heal injuries. So, anyways, guys, I wanted to kind of like, if you're gonna think about this episode, and you're gonna be like, well, what is he saying? And I want you to say, well, I as an athlete, you need to say to yourself, well, I think he's saying that we need to find the sweet balance or harmony in our training, in our family life, in our work life. We need to find a perfect execution, as perfect it could be, and we need to be consciously or always aware of it, what we're doing. And we cannot get into this autopilot. When you get into this autopilot and you start just cruising and forget about the small things, then we get in the habit of skipping maybe gym, skipping, maybe not taking a nap, maybe, if you say you're gonna go sleep at 10 every night, well, go sleep at 10. 9:59, shut everything down and go to sleep. There's no, sign a contract with yourself or whatever. Like, there's no like. Like yesterday, I went to sleep at 10:08, and I was like, man, 8 minutes, like, and I felt, not that it's a big deal, but it's like, hey, like, if you say 10 o'clock, mean it, just shut everything down, put a, even that means starting things, shutting them down at 9, so that by 10 o'clock you're out and sleeping, and maybe you're waking up at 5. Some people wake up at 6. Some people wake up at 7. Some wake up at 8. It doesn't matter what time you wake up. To be honest with you, there is no like, everybody has got their own routines, and you got to do what's good for you. Like, when I was younger and when I used to do student teaching, I was a teacher before, after. When I used to do student teaching, I knew that I had to be at work at 7, or student teaching at 7 a.m. And I, those days I was a little young. I was 23, so I got up at 4 o'clock, knocked out my 15 miler, and I was in the work on a high horse. People are like coming in, sleepy. I'm all like excited. They're like, Mr. B, what's wrong with you? Why are you so excited? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just, I finished my 15 mile run. It's not even 7 o'clock, and I'm on a high horse, but yeah, now I don't do that. Now I'm 37 and going into my 38, so now I value recovery a little bit more. And like, I would rather sleep, more on my non-workout days. I sleep until like, 7 to 7:30, right? So I try to go gain about 9 hours of sleep. Now on my workout days, I get up at 5:30. And I go to sleep around 10, so I still get 7.5 hours of sleep, a little bit less, but I'm fine with that. But definitely on the days that I'm trying to recover, I'll make sure that I'm doing as much as possible, sleep, through the night, and not rushing. I'll just let my body wake up on its own without an alarm clock on non-workout days. So that way, at least, I'm teaching myself, and that when there is a race, we always do wake up with an alarm, and we wake up 3 hours before because we have to eat breakfast and do all of those things. So we do want to like kind of like replicate that once in a while and make sure that, like, we're doing the same thing that we're going to be doing in a race scenario. So I hope that this episode helped you to look at running in a little bit of a different way, and saying that, hey, maybe you're struggling with, running these easy days at certain heart rate. And I want you to tell you that, like, be patient, like, there is no other way. If you don't, if you don't commit to heart rate training now, like, you'll never be able to see the results that you want. You'll never be able to run fast with low, easy heart rates. You'll not enjoy training as much. You'll maybe plateau and get injured, And you might get away with it once or twice, but always remember, long run, like, in the long run, you want to be the best possible endurance runner. And whether you do it for fun, whether you do it as a passion, whether you do it professionally, it doesn't really matter. The concept is the same. You want to have a good training week. You want to have a journal. You want to record what you're doing. You want to have fun. You want to challenge your body and execute week to week basis. And then you want to execute, like, every single week, monthly, and then hit your races to prove your fitness that you accumulated in your training. And that's what's going to lead to a happier you. And at the end of the day, guys, that's what's all it's about. A happier you, and, doing things that you love, and which is running. And hopefully that I'm able to provide knowledge for you guys to enjoy and to apply these things to yourself. When I give examples about myself, it's not that I'm like, It's not that I'm talking about myself. I'm giving examples so that you can kind of like compare it to yourself and say, hey, okay, I think I'm doing the same thing, or hey, I don't think I agree with this, but okay, good point, or something like that. I'm constantly trying to give examples because when I was in school, I always used to just listen to when people gave examples, it makes sense. You apply it to kind of like, hey, what should I be doing? How is this applied to me? And then you kind of do your own thing, and then you can kind of question, some of your training and say, hey, what should I switch up? Or maybe my easy days, maybe I've been, maybe I should be okay with running slow as long as the evidence is there that I need to be running slow. And remember, heart rate, numbers and training and percentages, that's evidence, right? And I always tell people like, hey, like I was going run for my with my wife last night. We did like easy 10K loop around here, kind of hilly, a little bit down. And obviously, she's a little bit out of shape by her terms, because after taking 3 weeks off after that injury, and then coming back to Kenya for training, obviously at high altitude, when you start with no shape, it's a very difficult training. Her heart rate is high, and but it's getting better. The leg is getting better, but we went to run together, and we could clearly see, that one is going faster, one is going slower. We used to always run train together, but now I can see that, it's gonna take a little bit more time for her, and it's always been like that. She always comes back a little bit slower after her injuries, and I told her, I was like, look, just do your training, run your easy. And even her heart rate was pretty high on on easier days. So I told her, well, at least you can gain good fitness now, because a lot of times we have a different problem when we get in really good shape. We're not a we you know when you go to workouts, like, hey, you always wanted to run fast, and then you get in this really good shape, and it's like, hey, now you have to run fast. And the evidence says that you're not running fast, which is heart rate. It says the evidence says that you can push five more beats higher. So here is your chance. You always talked about you wanted to be in this shape. Well, here's your shape. Do what you need to do, right? So, but majority of the people, like, her right now, and probably some of you guys, are still, trying to get faster at lower heart rates, and be patient. That is a patient game. Don't rush with that. Know that it's gonna take time, but stick to the plan. I mean, I'm telling you, at first, if you have to be on a higher end of heart rate, if that easy zone, then beat, but don't go over it. If you're a 200 heartbeat runner maximum, and I would say, if you should learn to run at 150 for 80% of your times and below, and get that heart efficient, and get it in a, in a zone where it, like, it get it where it can have time to be efficient, like, hey, put it at 1 hour, or put it at 45 minutes, and keep it in that zone. That's how it gets better. Then let it rest and use the other zone and things like that. So anyway, guys, I think I've talked a little bit too much here. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. And again, if you ever want me to speak about something that I have not spoken yet in my episodes, just reach out to me either on Run Planet, or reach out to me on my personal Instagram at Arturs Borregas. And honestly, just reach out, and at least sometimes, when I get some kind of ideas what I need to talk about next, it makes it easier for me to enjoy, because I know that somebody's out there wants to hear this specific idea, and then I'm able to go and talk about it, which is my passion. Running is my passion, so I don't really mind talking about it because I enjoy it. And if I can, if you guys can benefit from the information that I have in my mind from experiences, then we're all winners. Then I'm happy because I was able to give you information, and you're happy because you were able to apply this information to your training and get better. So it's a win-win. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. I'm gonna go for my 20-minute power nap, and then I'll try to go for my evening run. Okay, bye-bye.